Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcasts every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Amir Ryan, the Canty Girl of Comedy. What's good?
Listen, Amir, I like when you say, like in the last show, a couple of shows you say, Amir Ryan, the Canty Girl of Comedy. What's up, y'all?
Right, that's what I say. So this is what I really say. I say, what's good, y'all? My name is Amir Ryan. I am the Canty Girl of Comedy because Mama D was already taken.
Hey, and Amir, you are the one and only. Always, listen, let me just say this. Always a pleasure to co-host the show with you. You bring a unique perspective, which I respect, which I cherish. I know you are a busy entertainer, comedian, building your brand. So for you to lend your support and your presence to this show, I really appreciate that. So I just want to say thank you, and one more time, thank you.
Well,
everybody,
go ahead. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Hey, we're doing our thing. With Relationship Radio at its best, everybody. We deal with those topics that others don't want to deal with. We say those things that other people don't want to say. You know, real, relevant, and raw. And I had a good friend of mine, Andre Adderley. I don't know if you're out there listening, but if you are, I appreciate how you conceptualize raw, and basically raw is saying those things, dealing with those topics that other people will not deal with or will not say. So we are real, relevant, and raw, but never raunchy. Listen, everybody, I want to give you our guest call-in number if you want to just listen, or if you want to speak on the air. You have a question for us. The number is 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. If, in fact, you want to speak on the air, you have a question for Amir, the Canty Girl of Comedy, or you have a question for me, Michael T, you can simply press 1 and you will be connected to the show. You will be added into our queue. Let me now, Amir, you know, we received another follower for the show last week, Mr. Mo. We want to thank you for becoming a follower of the show. If you want to become a follower of the show, you'll lead a busy life, and yet you want to know when the show is about to come on. You want to know what the topic is. You want to see the write-up for the show. All you have to do is do this. Listen, go to our show page, talkradio.com/real-relevant-raw. I'm going to give you that one more time. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/real-relevant-raw. Click on the follow button, and you will become a follower of the show. Finally, if you want to send us a message, you want a suggestion, you want to give us a suggestion for a show topic, if you have a question that you do not want to ask on the air, or a comment, listen, we are open to all kinds of feedback. Simply go to that same show page, press on the message button, and you will send us a message. Listen, everybody, tonight's topic is Know Where You Are, the 5 Stages of a Relationship. Where are you, everybody, in your relationship? Are you in the romance stage? What's that? We're going to talk about that. The power struggle stage? What's that? We're going to talk about it. Or the stability stage. Does your relationship that you are in, is it in the commitment stage or the co-creation stage? Listen, everybody, let's keep it real. Did you even know that there were stages to a relationship? Maybe you're having problems right now. Maybe you've been fussing, fighting, and you're like, why the heck is this happening? Well, maybe it's because you don't know what stage of the relationship that you are in. But if you know this, that is why we're here. Amir and I want to help you in your relationship. So this is what we're going to do tonight. We're going to give you information that will help you determine where you are in your relationship and what you need to do to have a healthy and strong relationship. But before that, first time on blog, or should I say on Real, Relevant, and Raw, I want to just open up the floor. I want to unleash the Canty Girl of Comedy, Amir Ryan. I want to just let her say what she needs to say, do what she needs to do. just to give us a few minutes of her expertise, her talent, and her insight. So, Amira, without further ado, I'm going to turn the show over to you. Amira, keep it real as you do. Keep it relevant and keep it raw.
How y'all doing? I must start off and say I'm no expert on relationships. I'm just not. I always start off with that. I'm not. All I can talk about is my experiences and my opinions. In this article that you posted regarding relationships, I think it could be applied to a lot of things because I don't care what stage you're. I'm thinking about having a job with your boss, the relationship with him. That's how I'm going to keep it real, like for her. The first part is always romantic. You know what I mean? You get to know each other, y'all back and forth, everybody coochie-coochie, yeah, coffee clutch and all that. Then it's the power struggle. Do you want to see just how far you could play to the left? Just how far you, how much you could basically get away with? And then it's the stability stage where you like, yo, they got my back. I could trust them. I'm going to be all right. You know what I mean? And then it's commitment. Like, all right, am I going to take this for the long run? Is this, I'm going to stay here for 90 days, get a couple checks, and I'm out. Mm. You know what I mean? Or I'm going to build a career off of this and maybe could go to school off of it. That's the commitment part. The only thing don't apply is the co-creation, unless you apply it to co-creating. When I apply it to having your own shit, basically what you learned there and applying it and making it greater later, you know what I mean, for your own benefit. So I'm just saying you could apply that article to a whole lot of things, and it's true. It is stages to any relationship. And if we're going to talk about love with your children, you know what I mean? As they grow older, you'll learn with the same thing. It's going to be romantic. I tell my son all the time, I fall in and out of love with him. Honey, I'm not in love with you this week. Leave me alone.
I like it.
Yes. I fall in and out of love with him quite often, yeah. And I think the same thing with relationships. A lot of times you fall in and out of love with your partner, especially if you're in it for the long run. That part is just my opinion. I don't know. I haven't, you know what I mean, tried it, but the people I've spoke to that have long-lasting relationship, you know, and I'm talking about years, decades, they always say that to me, basically in a different way, but, you know, meaning the same. As you fall in love, in and out of love with your partner, and you basically must like them. You must like them at the core of it, because essentially you could love someone without liking them. Like, you love your cousin, but then, I don't like that chick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But just like like your baby mother, or let's put it for parenting, for instance. You know what I mean? There's some people like, I love my baby mother. She had my baby mother, or my baby father. I love him, but I don't like him. You know what I mean? Or I don't like her. Like, she ain't never changed her value. She is a good mother. That I can't fault. You know what I mean? And thank God I'm here for my child. Whatever. But as you could apply that, again, different relationships and situations.
Amira, you always, in your own way, as Jay-Z would say, you be dropping jewels. Now, I wanna lift up two things that you said that I found very, very informative and triggered memories in my own head. There were times that you can love someone but not like them. I remember my ex-wife said to me, Mike, you know, I love you, but I don't like you right now. Because either I did something or said something or what have you. You know, I love you now, I understand, but I don't.
To the chase, some women were made, but me, myself, I like to think that I was created.
Hey, everybody, listen, evidently we had some issues with our audio. I want to thank our caller who let me know. I hope that we are live, back live. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. So if you're out there, please let me know that you can hear me. Message me on Facebook. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to test our audio by going to a song. And you are listening, everybody, to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, one of my co-hosts, the Candy Girl of Comedy, Amira Ryan. We'll be right back. Tonight's topic is Know Where You're At, the Five Stages of a Relationship. What's up, everybody? As my co-host, Mira Ryan, would say, what's up, y'all? You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. Listen to Mira. So thankfully, we have faithful listeners, and one of our listeners alerted me to the fact that our audio went dead. And I don't know what happened. It's never happened before, but our audio has went dead. So what I'm going to do is just recap. You're listening, everybody, to the topic, Know Where You're At, the five stages of a relationship. Are you in the romance stage, the power struggle stage, or the stability stage? Does your relationship show that you are in the commitment or the co-creation stage? Amira started off by talking about relationships. We started before we were having audio problems about the romance stage. And this is very important, everybody, because during the romance stage, that is when, listen to this, and this is something that a friend of mine and I were talking about. You ever wondered why when you first meet somebody, there's this exhilaration, there's this excitement, there's this almost this high that you experience? If you were ever wondering why, this is why. Because when a person is in this romance stage, their body, your body and my body, produces vast amounts of endorphins, which makes us feel unusually happy, positive, and excited about everything in our lives. And I call it, in short, the damn stage. In this romance stage, please understand, everybody, and Amira, you actually alluded to this earlier. Enjoy the high. Enjoy that thrill, that excitement of meeting that person. Just know that the high doesn't last. In this particular article, which I posted last week on my Facebook page, I'm going to post it again tonight for mental health. .net. It says that this stage lasts anywhere between 2 months to 2 years, but usually averages about 6 months. So in the romance stage of the relationship, I want to say that it is not the stage in which you are to make a decision whether or not you are going to be with this person for the long term. Why? Because in a real sense, you and I are under the influence. Amir, you want to jump in and share something about that? Under the influence. With that romance stage, it feels good, but you know what? You are literally under the influence of your endorphins, and that feeling is going to pass. Amir, jump on.
I think it's the wine and dine. You know?
The wine and dine, exactly.
That stage where you're getting to know somebody where everything's all good. Yeah, and like I said the last segment, it's ups and downs. You'll have your highs and lows. You fall in and out of love. Like I said, I fall in and out of love with my damn son. I tell him that all the time. But yeah, and I think that goes for any relationship. Like I said before, even with like work, with your boss, your child, intimate relationship, it could apply to many things.
Amira, listen, we have two callers. Let me take a caller tonight. We have one, and listen, both of you who are on, I'm going to take one, and then I'm going to bring the other in. Yeah. Welcome to Real Relevant and Raw. You are live and on the air. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
Mr. Teague, it's your man, Mr. Direct. What's going on?
Mr. Direct, what's going on? Say hello to Amira Rhines tonight, the Candy Girl of Comedy.
Hey, how you doing? You ain't had no technical difficulties now, Mike.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm glad for that caller. So we, Mr. Direct, you're live on the air, my brother. What's good? What's your comment? What do you want to tell us tonight, my brother?
First of all, I'm going to apologize and say that I'm aware of what you guys are talking about. However, I'm a little bit caught off. I want to make sure I'm talking about the right thing. I heard some comments, so I want to make sure you guys are actually talking. Are you talking about expectations of a relationship?
Tonight's topic is Know Where You're At, the five stages of a relationship. And what happened, we were having some audio difficulties. I don't know what happened. It's the first time in over a year of doing the show that the system actually dropped me as the host, so I had to actually call back in. So tonight's topic is Know Where You're At, the five stages of a relationship. So we're talking about the romance stage. We're just about to begin the power struggle stage. That stage of a relationship in which you have that first argument. in which that person shows you the other side, the ugly side. So, man, listen, just jump on in and give us some talk. Give us some Mr. Direct talk.
I appreciate the whole entire thing about where the relationship and understanding the stages that you're at. But I think that there's been so much talk about relationships that people try to break down the relationship logically in their mind. We think too much about the relationship. We think too much about our credit. We think too much about where our standing is in society. We think too much about, is this person going to fit into our life? We think too much about what am I doing and what is this person doing and how is this going to work? It used to be, and this is something of my opinion, when majority of America was broke and the opportunity to make money was very limited, people learned to appreciate people for themselves. And if it didn't work, it was like, yo, I'm dating you, but it's not working. Let me go find somebody that I'm compatible with. Today, everything's about let me run your credit. Let me run your name. Let me see what you got. It's a checklist. And in relationships, nothing's a checklist.
Interesting.
I just want to say that I was speaking about having a relationship because at the beginning of the topic or our discussion, I was saying that I was no expert on having a relationship, so I can't even really speak on this because I'm not in a relationship right now. So I can't speak on, you know, giving anybody advice on one. That's not what I'm looking for right now. But I know I have different relationships of different kinds with people. And those five steps that he had posted on the site, they apply to, like I was saying, I was relating to, like, at work. You know what I mean? With my boss, it is a romantic period. It's a power struggle. It's a few stages you go through, commitment, am I going to stay around? You know what I mean? You could apply that with a whole bunch of things. But in an intimate relationship, that's what we're talking about now, I'm going to let y'all talk.
You ripping us up and listen, I'm gonna let y'all talk. So Mr. Direct, listen, let me ask you a question.
Let me throw what? Michael, not to interrupt you, I apologize. Let me throw this
Go
at
ahead.
You. I went to
Go
church
ahead.
And I'm not very into the religion as much as I'm spiritual. So I go to
All
church
right.
every now and then to relieve my soul and give myself a little bit of, you know, let me pray on things that are going in order to understand where we're at and things of that nature. With that said, I went to this church called The Sanctuary in Minnesota probably about 5 or 6 years ago, and the minister said something that was, it was called the five things of friendship, five sections, and I'm going to give them to you now. You ready?
I'm ready, my
trust,
brother.
It was trust, truth, sincerity, confidentiality, sacrifice. Okay. Trust,
mm-hmm.
truth, consistency, confidentiality, and sacrifice. That was the five pillars of friendship or something like that. I think I named five. If I didn't, I do apologize. I've got a shameless plug. If you go to Real One Talk One on Facebook, YouTube, you can, it's the main video that pops up. My point about it is, in any relationship, because that's what I loved about what he was saying, in any relationship, if you don't have no trust, there is no relationship. If you have no truth,
I agree.
There is no relationship. If you have no consistency, there is no relationship. If you have no confidentiality, there is no relationship. If you have no sacrifice, there is no relationship. And this is going from the relationship from a mother to a child, from a parent to a child, I should say. This is going from that stage up into your romantic stage to your work stage and everything. And the problem is most relationships are missing one of those pillars. Most of those relationships are missing these. And as much as we try to be, you know, forward-thinking and think, well, I've got enough of the tools in my bag to understand where I need to be at and what I need to do, we miss a lot of these in the relationships that we're in. And why do we miss them? We miss them because we're so scared of a real relationship and a real connection. So we make false connections with each other in order to feel good about ourselves. Relationships have become selfish versus flourishing. Relationships have become very me versus we. And that's why
Wow.
people fail in relationships.
Mr. Direct, hold on 1 second. If you could stand for a couple more minutes, I'm going to bring in another caller, and let's expand this circle a little bit. Good evening, caller. Tell us who you are. Let me just make sure I can hold on. Bring. All right, caller, tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Russ calling from the hometown.
Russ, how are you doing? And we have Mr. Direct on the line. Say hello also to my co-host, Samira Ryan, the Candy Girl of Comedy.
Hey there, lovely lady.
How you doing?
How you doing there, Mr. Direct?
Mr. Direct, you still on?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Good, good. So Russell, listen, tonight's topic, as you know where you are at, the five stages of a relationship. And why don't you just jump into this conversation and let's keep this flow going.
First of all, I want to commend Mr. Direct for laying a good foundation for a healthy relationship. And what he said, I believe, is very true. What I like to add to that is it's two factors that must be kept in mind in view of what he said. And I think that the things that I say will point and support the fact that he said that oftentimes there's at least one thing missing. And it's this right here. Number one, a lot of times people, when they come into the relationship, they come in for the wrong reason. They come in for the relationship seeking to replace, to heal, or to supplement that they don't have within themselves. And they try to find that in the relationship or through another person. That's the first thing. And the second thing is oftentimes, we are mismatched in terms of maturity. So a person in that romantic, endorphin excitement stage sees something, wants to be a part of something, but really doesn't have the necessary tools to function at that level, but they try anyway. And that's oftentimes, along with what Mr. Direct says, that they can't get past that romance stage and transition to that that next stage because it's too intimidating. They feel equipped. They just can't function. And so they get stuck right there and are not able to move forward.
You know what? It's funny. We're keeping this conversation live. I'm actually hitting somebody up on Facebook and letting him know I'm going to bring him on the call right now and let me get back to the studio. And I'm going to bring in one more person. Mr. Direct, hang on. Listen, you are on Real Relevant and Raw. You are live. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, yeah, I think that's me. This is Andre Adderley, and I'm calling from
Andre.
Durham. Yeah, Durham, North Carolina.
Andre, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Andre, say hello to Amira Ryans.
Hello,
hi, Amira.
How are you?
I'm good.
We have Russell Lugano, we have Mr. Direct, and we have Andre Adderley. Andre, tell us, give us your question and your comment, man, and thank you so much for supporting the show.
Yeah, I'm just chiming in with your topic. I think it's a very technical topic that you have because it's a scientific assessment that the psychologists have come up with these five different levels. So I think a lot of times most of us don't really assess our relationship in those terms. Like in other words, we're in the romance stage, we're in the power struggle stage, and that sort of thing. And in fact, most of us never actually get to the third, fourth, and fifth stages because by the time we hit the power struggle stage, we don't make it out of that. I think that's one of the points that they made. And so a lot of the other relationship dynamics that we're discussing about, the partner that we're going to find and how we're going to relate to them, we don't really, those things really at the end of the day, psychologically, don't really matter because we don't really focus on why is it when we meet a person, we're hooked on them, like you say, that it truly is an addictive behavior. There's something about them that, like you said, it gets endorphins running. And I mean, there's this actual chemical.
What is that? Who are you doing the most?
Sorry?
Amir, did you say something?
No, I just was like, what was that noise?
Yeah, I think if there's somebody in the car, if you could mute your line, that would be good because I think we're getting some auto tunes. Andre, go ahead, brother.
Yeah. So I mean, I just kind of, you know, I think if we could focus on understanding that, like, listen, most of us, most of the relationships that we have, never really gets out of this romance stage. You know, once that high wears off, we find ourselves
exactly.
in the second stage that you get into, this power struggle phase. And because we don't know how to deal with it, because we don't really understand what it is that's happening, I think that's why we don't make it out. That's where all the divorces happen, all that other sort of stuff happens. And you never get to, I think you said, that the third stage, with the stability stage, where we learn how to fight with each other so that, you know, we fight in a way that's constructive and not destructive. Most of us fight in ways that are destructive. And then that's it for the relationship. Then we move on to the next one. We go into phase one, phase two, you know, romance, power struggle, boom, and it ends right there. And so that's why I think your topic is timely, because if we understand the dynamics of what's happening with us, I mean, this is physiological, chemical things going on inside of us. And unless and until we understand those things, we're never going to be able to make it to stage three and four and five.
Exactly. And Andre, listen, I want to thank you for your comments. They're very insightful. Mr. Direct, thank you for your comments, sir. What I'm going to do, gentlemen, I'm going to go to our next song. Continue to listen in. Feel free to call back in, because before the end of the show, I do want to look at the last three stages. Everybody, listen, you're listening to Real Relevant Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael T, along with my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy,
Amir Ryan.
We will be right back with more Real Relevant and Raw.
Yep.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Relevant and Raw. I had to cut the song short a little bit, Amir. We need to give ourselves time to get through these next few stages. You are listening to Real Relevant and Raw, Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with the Candy Girl of Comedy, my co-host.
How y'all doing? It's Mira Ryans. What's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning in. Yo, Michael, thanks for having me. It's been a very, very interesting conversation to find men that actually have a twist or an intake on an actual relationship.
Thank you for your insights. You know, this is interesting. You know, and it's funny. When I meet somebody, you know, you kind of hit it off, and I will confess that in my mind, of course, during, as Andre said, during that romance stage when those endorphins are firing, when we are under the influence of our own biochemistry, we are under the influence of our own emotions. I'm going to tell you what goes on in my head. Oh, I can't see how she and I would ever have an argument. I'm just telling you, and I don't consider myself an immature man, but that thought kind of floats in my head. But inevitably, there is the first fight. And I think if there's one development, one incident, one thing that characterizes the power struggle stage in a relationship, it is this. It is the first fight. Let me just read this very briefly. I'm going to actually post the link to this article again because I'm kind of summarizing each stage. During the exploration process, differences are discovered and power struggle set in. Listen to what this article says. This is the most difficult of all stages and is usually the time when relationships terminate. As couples become emotionally and physically more intimate, weaknesses and vulnerabilities begin to surface and conflicts ensue. That's when the endorphins stop. That's when you start seeing things that you weren't seeing before. You didn't see that jealousy. You didn't see that controlling nature. You didn't see those anger management issues during the romance stage because the endorphins were firing. But now you're beginning to see. Now you're seeing that desire to just kind of look, hey, why don't you hold me down, baby, whether it's male or female. You understand? And it's really about who's in charge. That's really what it's about. Who is going, and it's not to say that someone needs to be in charge, but inevitably during the power struggle stage, there is this notion of who's going to run this relationship. And it is also a time in which we test the limits. Here, I want to go to the third phase just for a moment. The stability stage, establishing the base. And in this stage, what I see is this. Know what you can handle and what you can't. I'm going to read this one section. The danger at this stage is that the couple may start to realize paths in life may be different. There is a sense of loss and sadness as dreams do not materialize. There may be a feeling of boredom, a sense of not being connected and having nothing in common. The focus is on the present, not the future, because that is still decided. So, Amir, I've got to ask you, do you think that is what's going on with couples when they fall out of love, that maybe the excitement is, the romance is not there anymore, they've gone through the power struggle, they reach this sense of peace, but then they find themselves drifting apart. You think that's what's going on?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I don't. I can't say it. It could be a number of things in a romantic. I hate to give my opinion on romantic relationships. I really do. I really don't have an opinion because I think each relationship is different. Yeah, you should learn something from everyone that you have. But I think that if you don't have an open mind going into each one, you'll never have a new one. You know, you'll never be open. Experience something new, so I don't drag a whole bunch of baggage. You know, it's a few things I'm not going to tolerate in a relationship. I'm not going to tolerate cheating and lying. If I catch you, you know what I mean, I ain't going to say it's a wrap, but I'm not putting up with that. I mean, I'm just not. It's no need for it. If we that grown and we committed to each other. Now, on the other hand, if we just dating casually and ain't no commitment, if we establish that, you know, that's a different story. You got to know your boundaries. And I think that's a hard conversation to have a lot of times, that people don't want to have that conversation, establish that, like, yo, dudes don't want to be up front with chicks and say it. You know what I mean? Because girls are always going to be pink and soft at heart. We always looking for a relationship as much as we say we not. You know what I mean? Include me. As much as we say we're not, we always are. Yes, we are. It's just our nature. It's just what we built of. But it's up to dudes to say that. Yo, I ain't looking for no relationship. You know what I mean? We could date, have fun, and I'm going to respect you. But it's, you know, it's, and then if not, like, I've had dudes tell me, I'll ask her, do you looking to have children? Because I'm not, if that's what you're doing, I'm running because I'm not having no. You know what I mean? So that's on the flip side of things for females,
exactly. You
know, having boundaries and settings. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. In the mirror, it's funny. Listen, let me just say this. I want to put this out there for our listening audience in the mirror to you, and it's a good thing. Listen, it's a good thing. I think one does not have to be in a relationship to have relationship insight. And I think to some extent, I think you kind of sell yourself short in terms of the value that you provide, even not having a relationship. You know what? And let me just say this, and I'm just raising rhetorically, what is a relationship expert? Bottom line of the mirror, the fact is you have some significant and profound relationship insights, and I appreciate them. Listen, but I want to go to two more things. I want to go to the commitment phase and the co-creation phase. I'm going to just read a little bit of each, and then we may go to a brief musical break and come back. The commitment phase, and there's a lot in this paragraph. I just want to say this. And it talks about marriage. You know, not everybody's going to be married, and yet you can still be committed. There's life partnership. There's long-term relationships. But listen to what it says here. Stage four, the commitment phase, or stage, the needs fulfilled here are a balance of love, belonging, fun, power, and freedom. This is a stage when two individuals realize they don't need to be with each other but choose to be. Oh, my goodness, I like that. But let me look at stage five, the co-creation stage. Stage four is, will I or won't I? The co-creation stage, which is stage five, is kind of the Bonnie and Clyde dynamic, if you will. You know, we're going to ride or die together, and it's the partnership dynamic. And here we are, stage five. In this stage, the couple have decided to be a team moving out into the world. This world may include children, a project, a joint business venture, et cetera. The role of this stage, and this is the last stage, is to handle any common project or life crisis as a perfect team, acting as one, proactively, responsibly, and constructively to a mutual fulfillment. I like that. So let me do this, everybody. We have 5 minutes left. No, I'm not going to go too long, but do that, and we'll come back, and we'll have maybe a minute left to finish our show. So let me just say, those are the five stages of a relationship. Maybe there's somebody just tuning in. Well, we've kind of had a lot of back and forth, a lot of conversation. I'm going to review them very briefly. The romance stage, the power struggle stage, the stability stage, the commitment stage, and the co-creation stage. And I think I just got a comment on Facebook. Let me just check it out. Amir, let me just ask, because while I'm reading this message on Facebook, I get messages throughout the show, as I'm sure you do. Is there anything you want to, any closing insights that you have for our listeners tonight? We've covered a lot of ground. We've had some callers call in. You know, maybe one or two jewels that they can take away based upon our conversation tonight.
The only thing I could leave them with is a little of my insight, like I said, my own opinions and my experience. And it's know your boundaries. If it's only dating, you know what I mean, and somebody tell you that, you have to accept. That's almost like accepting no is no.
Exactly. No, it's no. No doesn't mean yes.
No boundaries. And if you that chick who gets catch feelings easily, or you know you that dude and she ain't about that and she got something else or ain't looking for this, just know your boundaries. That's all I say. And be honest. You know what I mean? Everybody ain't going to be honest. When people say honest, they don't. I don't want to know from kindergarten. I want to know what kind of disease you got. You know what I mean? You live with somebody. Is you trying to have kids? You know what I mean? What you want? Do you work? It's a few things that sent you. You know what I mean? And then the little, and then your background, your like your experiences in life, that'll come to fruition once you want, once you're with someone. That'll come in time. You have to earn that from people. You know what I mean? But the foundation of relationship should be up front and know your boundaries. And have
like
a good night.
That. I like that. In the mirror, I'm going to read again. Someone messaged me on Facebook. I'm not going to share the name because the person didn't give me permission to. The person says this: you'll keep coming back to, well, I guess I can. Andre Adderley, who was one of our callers, said this. He said, you'll keep coming back to the power struggle stage until you learn to love each other's differences and fight in a way that deepens your intimacy and connection instead of eroding it. And you know what, listening audience, maybe that's the key to having a healthy relationship, whether it's marital or not, whether you're a life partner, boyfriend or girlfriend, what have you, that you eventually learn to love each other's differences. And see the fact that the two of you can complement each other rather than, for lack of a better word, contradict each other. So we thank everybody for calling in tonight. Mirror, as always, we're grateful. Tonight's topic has been Know Where You're At, the 5 Stages of a Relationship. You have been listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw, Relationship Radio at its best. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Amira Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy. Have a good night, y'all.
Listen, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We want to thank our guest callers for calling in. We are keeping it moving. Listen, everybody, next week we're going to do a rebroadcast of one of our more popular shows, and we will be back 5 in 2 weeks giving you the very best in relationship radio, Real, Relevant, and Raw. Everybody, have a good night. Bye-bye.